Welcome to the Mindset Go podcast. I'm your host, Brandon. In each episode, we'll discuss a topic that I hope will help us become the best versions of ourselves through improving our overall mindsets. Let's get into the podcast. Hey, what's up, everybody? What's good? It's your boy, Brandon. We're back with another episode of the Mindset Go podcast. We're going to get right into the topic of discussion today, and we're going to talk about relationships and just kind of what our mind or our thinking does to our relationship, and just really what it means to, think positively in our relationship. Typically, when you discuss a relationship or a marriage, you always hear the word love. People talk about how they're loved or how much they love their spouse or significant other or how much they aren't loved or whatever the case may be. But something that really goes hand in hand with love is honor. Of course, you know, you hear it in the vows of some marriages, you know, to love and to honor your spouse. But it's rarely talked about. It's rarely upheld, if you would, or it's rarely honored. In relationships, you know, you hear love all the time, but you don't really hear honor. Honored is defined as or to regard or treat someone with admiration and respect, to regard or treat them with honor. Definition two is to give special recognition to confer honor on. Definition three, to live up to or fulfill the terms of. You know, ideally in a relationship, we want to lean into all three of these definitions. You know, our partner deserves regard and respect. They deserve recognition through our responsiveness, through how we treat them, and they deserve for us to live up to the terms of our agreement by being reliable. Anytime you go into a relationship, or especially a marriage, you're agreeing to commit to that person. You're agreeing to be with that person. And everybody, including the person that you're with, of course, deserves for us to live up to the terms of that agreement. This discussion, we're going to take a hard look at what we think of our relationship. A lot of us don't know it or don't acknowledge it, but what we think in our relationships matter. Our thoughts, the ideas that we think, this is our mindset. That this is what shapes our beliefs about our partner, and just our relationship altogether. When it comes to our beliefs, some of us are stuck. Some of us are stuck with these ideals or beliefs that the person that we're with, or relationships or love or whatever the case may be, won't change and won't get any better. Or, I don't know, we're just stuck in a rut is what we, you know, what we've called it in previous episodes. And then on the other hand, some of us, our beliefs, our thoughts are helping us grow together. Some of us are embracing those thoughts or open-mindedness and growing and prospering and having a fruitful relationship with our partner or significant other. You know, relationships develop, should we develop beliefs about ourselves, our partners, and the relationship as a whole. You know, these beliefs influence how we act, how motivated we feel within the relationship, even our vulnerability or openness within the relationship, how vulnerable we're willing to get, or how open we're willing to be with our partners is shaped by our beliefs. How flexible we're willing to be. This is all shaped or influenced by what we believe. or what we're thinking of the relationship, ourselves, our dog, or whatever the case may be. In episode one, we discussed two mindsets, a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. And this intertwines with our relationships as well. We can have a fixed mindset and a growth mindset within our relationship. An example of a fixed mindset in a relationship is saying things like, they should know what makes me feel loved. I shouldn't have to work at my relationship. It shouldn't be this hard in my relationship. If it ain't good now, it never will be. These are some thoughts that we think, or some ideas, or I don't know, negative mindsets that come into our mind when we have a fixed mindset. Growth mindset examples can be, you know, my partner can learn to love me through communication and hard work. Relationships go through ups and downs, and I think we can get through this if we both make an effort. Just as easy it was when we discussed back in episode one to develop a fixed mindset overall, it's even easier to develop a fixed mindset within our relationship. And this can happen to any relationship, male or female, at any time, whether you've been married a year, 15 years, 50 years, whatever the case may be. This fixed mindset can creep in at any time. As long as you let these negative thoughts fester and mold your beliefs and shape your beliefs, this can change your entire relationship and blow up your relationship at any point. And like we discussed in episode one, we got to shift our mindsets to the growth mindset side. Your thoughts are very powerful. And like I said, if you let them fester and let negative thoughts continue to take over your mind, it's gonna change your relationship for the worse. So we got to take control of these negative thoughts and change our beliefs. One way we can do this is by keeping an open mind and believing that we all can grow and change. You know, in your relationship, when you become angry or frustrated with your partner, you sometimes develop harsh and critical beliefs about one another and your relationship as a whole. And some signs that you're doing this and kind of sinking into that fixed mindset is you start using words or sayings like, you never show me you care, or you're always so unresponsible, you're always so damn lazy, it's always hard work when it comes to you and this relationship, we will never be as close as I want us to be or as we used to be, I'm always such a pushover. You know, see, these thoughts aren't just always about your partner. You know, sometimes you have these thoughts, or you getting these fixed mindsets about yourself when in a relationship. Like I said, you may believe that you're always a pushover, or you'll never really express yourself, or you don't deserve love, whatever the case may be. And if you're describing your relationship, your partner, or yourself in this way, it's important to bring in some flexibility into your thinking and open up room for growth. And it can be done by paying attention to your language. When you start hearing yourself, even, I know it's hard, especially in an argument, but when you start hearing yourself say that, you know, you never show me that you care, things of that nature, or as you're talking to yourself and you start believing that you are a pushover, keep an open mind. Keep an open mind to where you know there's room to grow. You know, not everybody's going to be perfect. Not everybody is going to show you certain things that you want or that you may need in your relationship every single day. So you just got to keep that open mind that things can change and things can grow. The person that you with can grow and they can change for the better. Another thing that can help prevent this is don't manage your partner's emotions. To have a successful relationship, you can't manage your partner's emotions, and you got to be willing to have the hard, difficult, uncomfortable conversations and allow them to feel their feelings, allow them to feel how they're going to feel. However the conversation or discussion may go, you got to let your partner feel that. That's who they are, that's what they feel. So you can't block that or block your communication just to stop the other person from getting upset. And a lot of us do this not intentionally to try to manage the other person's emotions or manage the other person in general, but just because we don't like seeing our significant other or spouse or partner or whatever the case may be, we don't like seeing them upset or angry or sad. Or I know me personally, one of the things I hate more than anything in this world is to see my wife cry. Even though she's a crier and she tends to cry pretty often, but that, and not because of me or anything, but she may cry because of a commercial or anything. Like she's definitely a crier. But anyways, that's something that I hate a lot. Like I do not like to see her cry at all. And if you're like me, some of you may try to shield the other person from crying or for getting upset or getting hurt. And a lot of times we do this by starting our conversations off with, "Hey, babe, don't be mad, but," and if it may set them, I mean, that's just something that you're gonna have to take. That's one of those difficult and uncomfortable conversations I mentioned. You're gonna have to have that conversation no matter what, but don't try to manage the other person's emotions based off of that conversation. And I do this myself. A lot of times I see my wife crying and I'm like, "Don't be sad, babe." Like, not knowingly that I'm pretty much telling her how to feel, telling her how she should feel. And that in itself is trying to manage my partner's emotions. And we can't do that because then it may get to the point to where they're not wanting to share those emotions or express those emotions. A lot of times we try to tell our partner something and then, we see them getting emotional or see their emotional reaction and we instantly are like, "Okay, forget it. I'm not talking about it if you're going to get upset about it." When talking about the difficult part, situations or conversations, it's something that we need to have, or excuse me, or may need to have in that moment. You can't control your partner's emotional experience. They're gonna feel whatever emotions that come with what you're saying, no matter if you tell them to or not. So if you're saying that they can't be mad or shouldn't be sad, or you're telling them not to feel a certain way, that doesn't mean they stop feeling that way. That just means that they may stop sharing how they feel or hide how they feel or in some cases may show how they feel more aggressively. So if you catch yourself or you realize that your partner is kind of managing or slightly, or I really don't know how to put this lightly, just if your partner's managing your emotions, pay attention to what they're saying and then let them know, like, "Hey, I'm upset. I want to have my emotions. I want to have my own feeling. Share what you got to say. Share your truth. I can handle it. And, I'm going to feel how I'm going to feel." Or if your partner's managing, or if you realize you're managing your partner, you can kind of tell them, "Stop in the middle of your conversation. I'm sorry." Or even after you say, "Don't be mad, da 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 da," let them know, "I'm sorry. Of course, you can feel however you want to feel." That's just that's just me just trying to protect your emotional stability. But, you know, I know you're going to have your emotions. I know you're going to feel some type of way, and it's okay to feel that way. You know, that's another step in actually listening to what you're saying and paying attention to your thoughts and your ideas instead of just saying things and not realizing the actual effect it may have on your partner. Another way to honor your partner or deter these negative thoughts is to celebrate one another. We communicate better when we've developed positive feelings for one another. We do that by believing that we're worthy of celebration, deserving of affection, interest, and excitement. You know, you show your partner, you know, how much you care a lot of times by celebrating them. And sometimes we hide those celebrations, especially if we've just got in an argument or not really on the same terms, and then your partner gets some good news. We don't celebrate that good news just out of a, I'm trying to figure out a good way to word this, just out of a way to more or less protect ourselves, not being entirely vulnerable, or show weakness. You know, a lot of times we feel that, especially if we've just gotten into an argument, we may feel that that's our sign or that's our way of giving in by celebrating something that our partner may have achieved or accomplished during that time. But that is not the case. No matter, even if you're not with that person or you end up breaking up with that person, they still deserve your celebration. They still deserve your love, your interest, and your excitement. That doesn't change how you may feel or what just happened. That is just showing your appreciation for that person. And the more, or I guess the less you don't celebrate your partner, the more they can feel unappreciated or unloved or unwanted. And that can lead to a snowball effect of these thoughts and negative feelings that may arise from that. So no matter what you're going through, especially if you're married or if you feel like that's the person you want to be with for the long haul, do not be afraid to celebrate them no matter what your circumstances are. You know, these celebrations, it may be small, and it's not necessarily going out buying big balloons or flowers or whatever the case may be. It can be as simple as saying, you know, I'm proud of you. That was a big accomplishment. That was great. You know, that's awesome. Show some interest, show some support, and celebrate your spouse. The more you show good, the more you're gonna see good. The more ill will or bad that you show in your relationship, the more you're gonna see it and the more you're gonna receive it. So let your guard down and show that person some celebration, some love, and some excitement from you. You know, it's not gonna hurt anything. What's really gonna hurt is hiding that from that person. Withholding that as kind of a way to control the situation or control your spouse, that's what's gonna hurt you or your relationship in the long run. So just let it out and show love, show appreciation, show excitement for that person. And just in brief or just in passing, there's a few other things that can help you show honor to that person, and help you to also weed out negative thoughts that may come into your relationship. Is just by knowing and showing that both of you deserve fairness. Double standards don't have a place in your relationship. So, if you feel that something is, or let me say this, if you feel that if somebody did the same thing you're doing to them, to you, and you know you would be pissed off, then don't do that to the other person. Don't hurt somebody knowing that if it was you, it would hurt and you would be mad. Don't tell that person not to get mad or not to feel a certain way when you know you would feel that way. So, you know, we both deserve fairness. We both deserve equal opportunity, just like your employment. Everybody deserves equal opportunity. It's just like that in your relationship. You know, we deserve empathy and compassion. Be compassionate with your significant other. Let the other person know and let them feel that we have each other's back, that we're in this together. One of the worst feelings is feeling that you're alone in certain situations. So showing and being there and proving that you have each other's back is a big way to honor one another and invest in each other. You know, some people will go out and do all this, that, and the other for someone else, somebody they work with, some stranger, but they won't do that for their partner at home. Invest in them. Give them all of you, and I'm sure 99.9 times out of 100, they will give themselves back to you. Invest. Don't be afraid to be all in. If you're half of the way in, then you're going to get half of the reception, half of the honor back. You know, if you wear a shirt and then you try to go take it back and get full price, you're not really going to get full price. You may not even get any of it back. So give all, invest all of you into that person. You know, that is what's big. That is where honor is really big in our relationship. Of course, love is huge. It plays a great part, but honoring that person, showing that person that you care, that you that you're willing to grow and change with them, that it's okay for them to be who they are, to feel how they feel. And again, the fairness, the compassion, having each other's back and just investing, that is how we honor one another. That is how we develop a growth mindset within our relationship. And it's not just one-sided. It takes both of us. It takes a lot of work and commitment to one another. Just because I say it's a lot of work doesn't mean it has to be hard work. Both of you committing and being willing to honor one another can go a long way, and it can be easy. You know, you look at some people that have been married for ages and don't ever really fight or whatever the case may be, is because they're working together. They're in this together. They're showing each other constantly that we can do this together. So I encourage you guys to not just show love in your relationships, but show honor. And I'll leave you how I always leave. If you guys found this helpful, if you think this may help someone else, please like, share, subscribe, spread it word of mouth. Our numbers are growing for this podcast, but we can always improve. I can always improve. So if you have any comments or questions for me, please, please, please reach out at msgpod229@yahoo.com. Again, that's msgpod229@yahoo.com. Again, I appreciate you all for listening, and I will check you on the next episode. Thanks, guys.